at 12 p.m. Next Sunday, June 14th, the Knights of Columbus will be hosting their annual Family Fun Day from 1:15 p.m. to 5 p.m. on the Annex Lawn. Everyone is welcome. See page 7 in the bulletin for more information. Right to Life Lifespan requests that the baby bottles be returned next weekend to the bassinet, which will be located in the narthex. We have extended the deadline to submit recipes for the St. Linus School 50th Anniversary Cookbook. We are still in need of many more recipes. Please check the bulletin for how to submit them. See page 3 in the bulletin for the meetings this week. Please stand and join in prayer and song.
Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, early in the morning our song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, who was and is and evermore shall be. Holy,
holy, holy, though the darkness hide thee, though the eye may find by sin, thy glory may not see. Only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works shall praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
A greeting to those who are with us at home. It's great to have you invite us to be with you as we worship God and celebrate this great feast of the Holy Trinity. One God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each a central relationship for our spiritual lives. I want to acknowledge and have us all welcome and greet the Knights of Columbus who are here, specially gathered for their installation of officers after Mass. Can we welcome the Knights of Columbus, the Knights and their whole families, area officers? Welcome. It's great to have you here with us. We begin as we always do, asking God to prepare us for the holy task we have at hand. We are sinners, yet we come into God's holy presence, daring to give Him worship and praise. In order to prepare ourselves, we ask the Lord to give us His light so that we can see ourselves truly, acknowledge our sins, and fly to the throne of grace for the help and the mercy we need.
You raise the dead to life in the Spirit. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You bring pardon and peace to the sinner. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
You bring light to those in darkness. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth. Lord God, heavenly King, almighty God and Father, we worship You, we give You thanks, we praise You for Your glory. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, You take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Receive our prayer. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth. For You alone are the Holy One, You alone are the Lord, You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to His people on earth.
Let us pray. God, we praise You. Father all-powerful, Christ, Lord and Savior, Spirit of love, You reveal Yourself in the depths of our being, drawing us to share in Your life and Your love. One God, three persons, be near to the people formed in Your image, close to the world Your love brings to life. We ask You this, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, living and true, forever and ever.
Amen. A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, ask now of the days of old before your time, ever since God created man upon the earth. Ask from one end of the sky to the other. Did anything so great ever happen before? Was it ever heard of? Did a people ever hear the voice of God speaking from the midst of fire as you did and live? Or did any god venture to go and take a nation for himself from the midst of another nation by testings, by signs and wonder, by war, with a strong hand and outstretched arm, and by great terrors, all of which the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your very eyes? This is why you must now know and fix in your heart that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on earth below, and that there is no other. You must keep his statutes and commandments that I enjoin on you today, that you and your children after you may prosper, and that you may have a long life on the land which the Lord your God is giving you forever. The word of the Lord.
Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own.
Your words, O God, are truth indeed, and all your works are ever faithful. You love justice and right, for compassion fills all creation.
Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own.
See how the eye of God is watching, ever guarding all who wait in hope, to deliver them from death and sustain them.
Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own.
I exalt you just in the Lord, for praise is the song of the righteous. How happy the people of God, the ones whom God chosen.
Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own. Our soul is waiting for God
is our help
and our shield. May your kindness, O God, be upon us, who place our hope in you. Happy are the people the Lord has chosen, chosen to be his own. A
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if only we suffer with him, so that we may also be glorified with him. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia, alleluia, praise the word of truth and life. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the word of truth and life. Praise the God of all creation, God of mercy and compassion. Alleluia, alleluia, praise the word of truth and life. Alleluia, Alleluia, praise the word of truth and life.
The Lord be with you.
With you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they all saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord. Words have meaning. And yet it seems in our culture that words are often used frivolously or with little true regard for their effect. We have all been subjected to the political rhetoric that fills our airwaves and our houses of government. We have become too familiar with sports clichés that both precede and follow every televised athletic event. And who hasn't been bombarded with the daily doom and gloom of network news? Words, it seems, have too often become tools for the propagandist rather than means for the exchange of profound and useful information. Exaggerated and often misleading words are used to sell us a political point of view, a can't-miss medical treatment, an exercise machine small enough to fit in a drawer but powerful enough to turn us into Greek gods and goddesses. And all for only 99 cents a week. The effect of all of this is that many of us fail to take words seriously. Either we ignore the messages we hear, or we listen without comprehending the meaning of the words being used. Today I would ask you to pay close attention to the words we have just heard, particularly two words from St. Paul's letter to the Romans. Those words are children and Abba, revealing the presence in our lives of a loving God. Paul assures us that those who are led by the Spirit become the adopted children of God, able to know and love God as Abba, as Father. Think about the word children and all that that entails. To a parent especially, a child is the most precious gift that we can ever imagine. We love our children. We seek to protect them in every way that we can. And if possible, we want their lives to be even better than ours. Children hold the highest possible status in the eyes of a loving parent. And yet, Paul tells us, we are actually children of God. To us, God is Abba, and we recognize him as our Father, with all that that means. As the loving Father portrayed in chapter 15 of the Gospel of Luke, in the parable of the prodigal son. If you remember, in that parable, the Father loved his son enough to grant him his freedom, and yet stood by to welcome him with open arms when the son repented of his wrongdoing and returned to the love of his Abba, his Father. In the Old Testament, we recognize a God who loved and protected his people in the time of Moses, and a God who was intimately involved and interested in the lives of his people. In the first reading from the book of Deuteronomy, the leaders of the Israelite seize with great clarity the presence of God in the daily lives of the Jewish nation and in their escape from Jewish captivity. To Moses, God's greatness is evident, and he calls on his people to fix in their hearts that the Lord is God in the heavens above and on the earth below, and that there is no other. He exhorts the Israelites to keep the statutes and commandments that he has presented them, so that they and their children might prosper. Moses knew a loving and caring God, who out of love created us and this world in which we live, and who waits in anticipation of our loving response so that we might spend eternity in his presence. We also know from the Old Testament voice of God that he is infinite, with no beginning and no end. When Moses asks God what he should tell the people of Israel when they ask his name, God replies, "Say to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you." In this, God reveals his infinite nature and establishes a promise of faithfulness, a promise to be always with his people to lead them to salvation. We learn even more about the nature of God in the writings of the New Testament, where the character of God is possibly best revealed by the Apostle John in the 4th chapter of his first letter. "God is love," John asserts, "and whoever remains in love remains in God, and God in him." In the Old and New Testament passages, God is revealed as the infinite source of love for the people that he has created. God revealed still more about his nature through the revelation of the Blessed Trinity, which we are celebrating today. That we believe in the Trinity is evident in our practices and our prayers. Many of us have made the sign of the cross at least once today, introducing some prayer or activity in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We began our service that way. We express our belief in the Trinity in the recitation of the Nicene Creed during the Mass, and our service will end with a blessing from the presider, also in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The truth that we acknowledge in the Creed and in our prayers is the mystery of the Blessed Trinity, of three distinct persons in one God. Being human, we are often anxious to understand whatever it is that appears beyond our reach. But the mystery of three persons in one God is the most basic of all mysteries, that goes to the source of creation and the heart of the Creator. St. Patrick's use of the shamrock with its single stem and three leaves serves to illustrate the concept of three persons in one God, but without explaining this reality. The fact is, we do not need to fully comprehend this truth to know of the existence of the Trinity from sacred scripture. We see the presence of the Trinity in Matthew's Gospel when the evangelist records the baptism of Jesus by John. After Jesus was baptized, he came up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and a voice from the heavens saying, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." The Father, Son, and Spirit all appear in this biblical passage. In Luke's infancy narrative, the angel said to Mary, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God." In John's Gospel, Jesus tells the disciples, "The Father and I are one. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always, the Spirit of Truth." We see in all of these passages, and in others as well, the revelation of the Trinity in the pages of the New Testament. From these we can know about the existence of the three persons in one God, even if we can't understand this mystery before us. In a similar way, we can know of the existence of an immense universe with all of its beauty and its multiple galaxies without being able to comprehend all of the mysteries that it presents. If we can't understand the mystery of the Trinity, perhaps we can appreciate some of its meaning. The Catholic Church teaches us that the three persons of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, exist as distinct persons in relation to one another in the plan for our salvation. God the Father is seen as creator of the world, of all that is good, as the first origin of everything and the source of goodness and love. God the Son is known to us as the Redeemer, who paid the price for our freedom from captivity from sin. From sacred scripture, we know him to be a source of healing and compassion for those in need. God the Holy Spirit enables us to know the truth and gives us the courage to pursue truth in our lives. As God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit call all of us to salvation, to unity with the Trinity for all eternity. We hear that truth in today's gospel as Jesus reveals the Trinity and his commission to the apostles to bring all people into unity with God. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, Jesus tells the 11, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. Why is the command to go forth and baptize important? Because it is through baptism that we become children of God, brothers and sisters in Christ, and co-heirs of the kingdom of heaven. It is through baptism that we come to know God as Abba and become part of the family of God, a family that begins in and flows from the relationship of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. One more thing. We also know from Scripture that we are made in the image and likeness of God, capable of independent thought and action, able to apprehend the divine existence of God, and empowered to make choices to live in the love of God. We can know the image of the Father in the creation of our families and in the creative use of the gifts that God has given us. We can reflect the image of the Son in our love and compassion for others and in our willingness to forgive those who have offended us. And we can testify to the presence of the Holy Spirit in our quest for truth and in a life of virtue that reveals the gifts of the Spirit. Through the Blessed Trinity, let us seek today what is good and holy in our lives, loving and worshiping the God who has revealed himself to us, and expressing that love in our love for one another.